Okay, who has not been here before?
Me.
Okay, is there anyone who can't remember if they've been here before? That can happen. Let me explain where you are. You're just outside of the old city walls of Jerusalem. You can see those above the bus station over there. So we're just outside to the north of Jerusalem. The hillside here is the top northern end of Mount Moriah. So if you can imagine, at one stage this hillside, instead of being a rock face there, would have sloped straight on down through to where the city walls are today. This is all part of the Temple Mount, actually. It's the top northern end of Mount Moriah. The temple was built further down the mountain on the south side. If you've been around Israel for long, how long have you been here?
2 days.
Sorry? 2 or 3 days?
Yeah.
Then you'll know there's loads of information to be had. There's loads of facts. Some of those facts are true. Some of those facts might be true.
Tell us any
of the true ones. Yeah, we'll tell you the true ones. What we try to do here is distinguish between what we know for certain and what we say is possible. So let me give you an example. We know for certain that 2,000 years ago there was not a bus station down there. That's a fact. Also, this rock face that runs right back down the garden, this was here 2,000 years ago. In fact, the whole area between this rock face and the city walls over there had been cut out. All of the rock was cut out and was used for building materials for the city walls. Possibly as early as the first temple period, certainly during Nehemiah's time and the rebuilding of the walls. By the time of Jesus, the quarrying had stopped, and what you had was the rock face here, the city walls where they are today. Down below, where the bus station is now, would have been the main trade route that ran to Jericho in that direction, right below where we're standing. Behind these buildings here is the Damascus Gate. The Damascus Gate was the starting point of the road that runs north from Jerusalem to Damascus. So this was a very busy area. The main trade route into the city, going both north and then east and south. Very busy area. The hillside here is called Skull Hill. The reason it's called Skull Hill is because of the outline of what looks like a skull in the rock face. Now, if you look straight over there, I don't know if you can see, but there's what looks like two eye sockets there in the rock face, slightly in the shade. Because of the unusual rock formation, this is known as Skull Hill. And many people believe that what you're looking at is Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified. The word Golgotha is an Aramaic word, and when you translate to English, it simply means the skull. So we know that Jesus was crucified outside of the city walls of Jerusalem at a place called the Skull. Calvary is the Latin word for the same place. So when we talk about Golgotha and Calvary, it's the same place. We know from the Bible accounts that Jesus was crucified outside of the city walls. That's where we are now. We also know that right in the place where he died, there was a garden, and in the garden there was a tomb. The garden and the tomb belonged to a rich man named Joseph of Arimathea. We read about him in John's Gospel. In John's Gospel, we read that on the day that Jesus was crucified, it was Joseph of Arimathea who took Jesus' body down from the cross, wrapped the body in a linen cloth, and along with another follower called Nicodemus, they carried Jesus' body to Joseph's tomb, laid the body of Jesus in that tomb. So, in a few minutes, I'm going to take you back down through the garden, and I'm going to be showing you a tomb. It's a Jewish tomb. It's at least 2,000 years old. It's a rich man's tomb. It matches the description of the tomb in which Jesus' body was laid, and it stands within the grounds of what was a garden at the time of Jesus. For that reason, many people believe that not only is this Golgotha where Jesus died, but that the tomb in the garden here is the tomb that belonged to Joseph of Arimathea, the tomb in which Jesus' body was laid. Okay, so let's think about what we know for certain and what we say is possible. We would say that what you're looking at here is possibly Calvary. We don't say we know for certain. The tomb in the garden, we would say, is possibly the tomb in which Jesus' body was laid. It certainly matches the Bible description, and there's a history of Christian worship going back at least 1,300 years, because 1,300 years ago there was a Byzantine church built onto the front of the tomb. The tomb was used as the sanctuary end of the church. So the tomb's 2,000 years old, but the church was built 1,300 years ago. In addition to that, we would say that if this is Calvary, then almost certainly Jesus would have been crucified down by the roadside, where the bus station is today. That's where the main road was. We know from Roman records that they crucified people by roadsides, not on hilltops. And the Bible itself doesn't mention a hill. There's no mention of a hill in any of the Gospels. It's just called Golgotha, the place of the skull. And so we would say the much more likely place for Jesus' crucifixion was down by the roadside. So, in summary, this is possibly where Jesus died. The tomb may well be the tomb in which his body was laid. But we don't say we know for certain, because what you're matching up is biblical facts, things we know for certain, with archaeological possibilities. And the most we can say is this archaeologically fits the facts. So what do we know for certain? Well, we know that 2,000 years ago, Jesus was crucified outside of the city walls of Jerusalem. He died on a Roman cross. His body was laid in a tomb nearby. But on three days later, when some of his disciples came to the tomb to mourn and to anoint the body for burial, Jesus was not there. In fact, God had raised him to life. We believe that Jesus is the Christ. We believe he's the Son of God. We believe he came into the world to fulfill all of God's promises to mankind. Specifically, the promises made through the Jewish nation, that through them would come the Messiah, the Savior of the world. We believe that Jesus came to do that, to fulfill God's promise. We believe that on the cross he carried the sin of the world in his own body on the tree. We believe that he died carrying the guilt and the shame of that sin. We believe 3 days later God raised him to life. And we believe that through faith in Jesus Christ we have reconciliation with God. So this might be where he died, and the tomb might be the tomb in which his body was laid. But you know, I don't want anyone to be disappointed. When we get to the tomb, I need to explain to you that the tomb is empty. He's not here. And you know, if this is the wrong tomb, then the right one's empty. That's a fact. And the other thing I feel I need to explain, you see, I'm English. This is what an Englishman looks like when he's very excited. We do our best to be excited. And the thing that excites even English people is not so much the place, which is very interesting. You know, this could be where he died. And the tomb could be where his body was laid. That's interesting. What's exciting is that he did it. And what he achieved was our salvation. So if you want to take photographs of the hill, you're very welcome. If you have any questions, please ask. Then I'll take you back down through the garden, I'll explain the tomb to you, and you'll be able to go and have a look inside. I'll come back down.
Yeah, that's right.